Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Simon and Yumi here for your 5-minute food fix. And yes, there is brand new music on our podcast. What do you think, Simon?
I like it. Very jazzy.
I just love that word, jazzy. What do you think of my outfit, Mum? Oh, it's very jazzy. Thanks a lot, Mum. That's great. I've got so much to talk about today, including, yes, we do have a new sound, but we've got a, you know, hot show as well. I'm talking about protein today. It's your 5-minute food fix.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
So Simon Davis is a cookbook editor. I'm Yumi Steins. I'm just basically a bit of a cookbook fan and a food fan. And today I want to talk about protein. You know, you're into surfing, Simon. You go to the gym. It's all about trying to build up your muscle mass a little bit.
It is a little bit. Look, I'm not a hardcore bodybuilder, Yumi, but protein is good for you. It's good for everybody, really. It builds up the muscles, but it also builds all of the tissue back in your body that needs to keep being regenerated and basically just keeps you alive and healthy.
Yeah, it's also really good for your brain, apparently. But, you know, it's become sort of a bit of a thing that I'm quite mindful of now with my eating is how much protein is in this? Am I getting enough protein? So every morning I try and boil a couple of eggs. And then if I get to eating them, that's a huge bonus. Sometimes I just go in the fridge and then they look at me and make me feel guilty.
Well, as long as they go in the fridge and not in your pocket and you're carrying them around all day and not eating them and then they just stink out the place. That's good, Yumi.
You sound like the voice of experience. Have you done something like that, Simon, with your boiled eggs?
Look, I have boiled eggs thinking I might eat them. They're not my favourite thing in the world to carry around and eat, but I know some people swear by them because, you know, you can take them and it's a nice, easy source of protein. Good snack.
Mm. Yeah. But why don't you like them just on their own? Is it too plain?
Look, I like a soft boiled egg, Yumi. I'm not that keen on the texture of a very hard boiled egg. When it's got to that point where it can be transported and taken around and, you know, thrown in a bag or whatever, it's not really
I know
my
what you mean.
Favorite.
I think there's a touch of the feeling of it being food as medicine when you eat a hard boiled egg. It's like, here, take your daily dose of medicine. Bit joyless.
But the moment it's jammy on the inside, you mean that is a completely different story.
Then
is
different.
I'm all there for it.
What about when it gets on you, like when it drips down your hand or into the cuffs of your shirt or something? Like, I'm not all in for that.
No, I'm not all in for that either. No, not happy with that. No.
Inside tip, if it does get inside your sleeve when you're at work, you will smell that for the rest of the day. There's no shaking that tongue. It's a light lingering smell. Anyway, let me get to the point of today's episode, Simon, which is celebrating the curried egg sandwich. So as
fantastic.
I mentioned, I do try and chuck a couple of boiled eggs on every morning while I'm making school lunches. It's pretty painless. It's really easy to do. 6 minutes, a hard 6 minutes. So I watched my auntie, I lived with her for a year, and I watched her always salt the water in which she boiled the eggs. And I said to her, Auntie Taz, why do you do that? She said, if you don't, the eggs will crack when they're boiling.
Ooh.
And I said, are you sure? And she said, no, but I've just always done it. And she wasn't game to experiment with it. So, trusty listener, I have done the experimentation and you do not need to add salt to the water to boil an egg.
Very, very good. The only thing it might do, as rather than cracking, is also actually infusing that salt into the egg. So slightly seasoning it because the shell is quite porous. You mean
porous.
So might result in a slightly more flavoursome egg. I'll leave
Do you reckon you'd have to, I'm sure you'd have to add a ton of salt though.
Probably. Probably
for it to make
add
a difference.
Afterwards.
I will experiment with that and report back. But The Cardex Sambo is not to be underestimated, so it can be a thing of beauty. And I must say, posting about this on Instagram, I got a lot of feedback. People wax very lyrical about a curried egg sandwich. What do you think is the appeal?
I think there's a nostalgic appeal for people. I think the moment you add it, was it Keen's curry powder in there a little bit?
It goes through the eggs.
Yeah. People harking back to childhood memories there. A lot of love for that.
And when things taste like childhood, you get a lot of leeway, I think, for forgiveness.
I think you do. But other than that, an egg sandwich is just a thing of quiet, majestic beauty, isn't it, really? I mean, it's a simple thing.
It's not to be confused with a deviled egg.
No, it's not to be confused with a deviled egg, which would
so
have,
a deviled
have
egg is a halved boiled egg where you scoop out the yolk and then you combine it with a bunch of ingredients. And they're quite different from the curried egg ingredients. I thought there was a little bit of an overlap, but they're quite different. It's more like Tabasco and paprika, fresh chives on top.
Pipe it back in a sort of fancy little swirl if you want and serve it in your 1970s dinner party. Or go even further, Yumi, and kind of put it in a beetroot pickle, the egg, before you've cut it in half. And so the egg on the outside is purple. Then it's very fancy.
That sounds epic. I would like that. But then, you know, are you going to eat all of them? Like, how many would you eat in one go?
I think you need friends. You need friends to serve it on platters, big silver platters.
That's Simon's next book. Simon's Guide to Life, You Need Friends.
I think you do.
3 to 4 boiled eggs. So all I do is gently lower them using a slotted spoon into a tiny pot of boiling water. Set a timer for 6 minutes. If you like them particularly firm, go 6.5 to 7. And then as soon as they're boiled, take them out. Maybe use that boiling water to wash your grimiest dishes. And then peel those eggs. The shells are really good compost or can just go straight into your pot plants. You don't even have to have a compost. And then, Simon, I run my boiled eggs through one of those egg slicing gadgets.
Oh, yes. You do love a gadget, don't you, Yumi, from time to time?
Well, I try not to have an excess of gadgetry.
No, look, that's one I haven't used, Yumi, but I'm up for the idea of it. So it puts it in and all those little slices come out.
Yeah, through a little wire kind of guillotine. Yeah. It is quite satisfying. They don't cost a heap. It's probably under $5 at your local supermarket, and they don't take heaps of room up in your cupboard or your drawer. It just hastens that process of slicing the egg without anything sticking to your knife. You know how you can lose a fair bit of the yolk when it sticks to your knife? So just run them through that and then start mixing through your spices. For 3 to 4 eggs, you want a teaspoon of Keen's curry powder, a pinch of salt, some pepper, and then anything else that you want to add to it. So snips of chives from the garden, fresh parsley. And I know you're not a fan of mayonnaise, but in this case, I do add like quite a generous portion of mayonnaise. That moistens it. It adds oil, it adds sweetness, and it adds a bit of saltiness as well. And then you get a quite unctuous, eggy, curry-ish mixture.
I think it needs mayonnaise, doesn't it? Otherwise, the eggs can be a bit really dry.
I mean, I know you like subbing in Greek yogurt for everything, but I don't think that would be appropriate in this particular case.
I agree with you here, Yumi. I wouldn't do it here. This is one of the rare instances where I wouldn't sub in Greek yogurt. You want that unctuousness with the egg because that's what it's all about, right?
Then I love to be really generous with it. So, you know, when you get those slabs of bread, or in this case, I often use Turkish, you know, those long, flat Turkish breads. You want a generous portion of that egg salad inside there, and then you toast it. Toast the bread on the outside so it's all sort of yummy and you feel really nourished. And as we kind of head in towards winter, I think this is the perfect lunch.
And you've got all that protein building up those muscles so that you can go to the gym and just lift those giant weights.
If you want to see a photo of my amazing curried egg sandwich, I actually put it on my Yumi Child Instagram, but I'll repost it to 5 Minute Food Fix where you can catch up on what we've been up to. And don't forget to subscribe to your favorite food podcast.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.